What's up, everybody? It is Thursday, March 30th, and we welcome you to tonight's broadcast. This is End Time Headlines, and I'm your host, Ricky Scapero. Tonight is going to be one of those nights where we are going to give you information to equip you into reaching the lost and showing them just how close we are to the end of the age and how things are transpiring, things are happening that are stepping stones to the fulfillment of things we read about in the book of Revelation. So let's get after it tonight.
Friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, again, we want to welcome you to the program tonight. If you're new to the broadcast, let us know in the comment section below where you guys are joining us from and that you are new. And of course, we want you to keep up with our ministry. And the easiest way you can do that is download our free app. It is available on Apple and Android devices. You just go to your Play Store or your Apple Store, type in End Time Headlines if you're listening by Apple or by Spotify. And once you type that in, look for our official ETH logo and then, hit yes to push notifications and you're going to be set to go and you'll be notified of every headline and every podcast when it's readily available. So tonight we're going to be going right into the book of Revelation chapter 13. If you are a regular listener, subscriber, partner of our ministry, you know that probably at least once a month, if not more, once a month, we hang out right here in Revelation chapter 13. This chapter highlights from Revelation chapter 1 all the way down to about verse 18. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. It emphasizes a coming Antichrist alongside with a false prophet who will rise in the end days during the tribulation, about mid-tribulation. Together, these two will work together. They will create a buying-selling system that will require something placed in the right hand and or the forehead. And there will be an image that's called, the Bible calls the image of the beast that will be created by the people of the earth that will be directly overseen by the false prophet. The entire purpose of both the beast system of buying, selling, and trading and the image of the beast is all to pledge your allegiance to the Antichrist. You will worship him and you will serve him through these two things that are mentioned in Revelation 13. We're not there yet. They're not here now. But I want to show you tonight, this is just one more podcast that we're going to add to this. And like I said, we probably do this. We give you these updates on this probably once a month or more. Now you say, why do we emphasize this so much? So that you guys who work in the marketplace, you guys who have unsaved loved ones, you have family members, you have friends, you have coworkers, you have neighbors that are not serving the Lord. They don't go to church. They don't have any understanding of this. You can take information like this. Guys, I did this today. I had to have some work on my car and I went into the shop. It's kind of a mom and pop store where I live here in Georgia. I went into the shop and just kind of hung out with the guys there. Never met them before. Got to meet them. They were, probably about my age. Some of them, a couple of them were a little bit older than me. And we got to talking about this and that. And this very subject got brought up and I began to do what I'm doing right now. I begin to bring up headlines and show them how all this is leading to Revelation 13. And this is the end game. And I'm telling you, the Lord had them hooked. The Lord had their attentions captivated right there in a body shop here in Georgia. So This is what we want to do tonight. We want to equip you with these tools to do this. So we're going to go through some headlines and we're going to show you how everything is leading up to these two major things. Again, the Mark of the Beast system and the image of the beast that will all be instituted during mid-tribulation in later on in the future in the book of Revelation by two men, the Antichrist and the false prophet who will emerge. So let's get after it. When we go into the banking crisis. Look what's going on with the economy. There's a shaking going on. There, banks are collapsing, not just in America, but up in Europe and different places like this. Look at this headline: U.S. money supply falling at the fastest rate since the 1930s. Now, this is according to Reuters. U.S. money supply is falling at its fastest rate since the 1930s, a red flag for the economy and financial markets. Money supply has now been shrinking year on year since December of last year, of 2022, an unprecedented development in modern times that should make investors sit up and take notice. Growth asset prices, and inflation could all weaken. It is largely a consequence of the reversal of the liquidity generated by massive post-pandemic fiscal and monetary stimulus. The Federal Reserve shrinking its balance sheet via quantitative tightening, falling bank deposits, and weak demand for and provision of credit. All else equal, it is a sign the Fed has no need to raise interest rates further, given the lag of 1 to 2 years between money supply changes and the impact on asset prices and inflation. It may even be a sign that the U.S. Central Bank should be cutting rates. So again, we see all these conflicting stories. You see all these contradictory statements and stories. You will see headlines such as banks collapsing, recession looming, economists warning of dark days ahead. But then you'll get your remote and you'll click a couple channels over and you will hear the total opposite. You will hear it's happy days are upon us. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to lose sleep over. Everything is dandy. Everything is great. So I want to advise you to not be lured asleep by false hope. Now, I know that's going to sound pessimistic on my part. And it's going to sound like gloom and doom. But guys, listen, I think most of you and most of our viewing audience and those that are listening by podcast, you have more sense to know that the talking heads and the mainstream media and the government heads and the powers that be that continually, tell us that everything is great, everything is dandy, that happy days are ahead and happy days are here. They may be telling us this. But why, explain this to me, why are we continuing to see banks fail? Why are we still seeing inflation rising, grocery prices not going down? Why are we still hearing about a coming digital currency? Why is the U.S. already making provisions for this? Why has India been a training ground for this? Why have they been a precursor for this? What about articles like this? Let me pull this one up. This one's coming out of Australia. Let me pull this article up. This is from the Daily Mail. Major Australian bank to end cash withdrawals from its branches as the end of paper notes looms. ANZ Bank is stripping back some of its services. Some banks will no longer carry physical cash. Now, remember what the entire premise of where we're going and what we're talking about tonight, or what we're talking about. ANZ said only 8% of customers even use banks. According to the report, one of Australia's largest banks has now confirmed that some of its branches will no longer allow customers to withdraw money over the counter. Are you hearing me? ANZ Bank is stripping back some of its services with certain branches, again, no longer carrying physical cash. Why? Because we're going to a system that will be cashless. Instead, customers will be directed to ATMs if they wish to withdraw money, even though these machines are also being cut down across the country. So I have to ask you, how long will it be until A, there will be no more ATMs to withdraw cash because you won't be drawing paper cash and paper currency anymore? How long is it going to be until you're no longer able to get paper currency through your local banks in Australia? But then I have to ask, when is this coming to America? And for those who think this is not coming to America, again, please wake up. Wake up, do your homework, research it for yourself. Not only is it's coming a whole lot faster than you anticipate and than I anticipate. I guarantee you that. According to a deeper, more on this report from Daily Mail, ANZ said that only 8%, think about it, of its customers rely on banks for their money as more and more Australians switch to, quote, internet banking. However, critics have warned that this could cause significant harm to older people and those with disabilities who still rely on physical cash. Are you listening to that? So this is pretty incredible stuff here. The number of bank branches in Australia have fallen by 30% in the last 5 years. Now look at this head. Let me show you this here. I'm going to pull this up so you can see what I'm looking at because I want to highlight this for you to see this. Let me read this. Australia has fallen about 30% as far as the number of bank branches in Australia. 30% has fallen in the last 5 years. Now look at this, a trend that has been mirrored across the world. Now, what did I say at the beginning of this? There's coming a buying, selling, trading system that will be cashless and it will be global. It'll be across the world. ATMs have decreased even more, with figures showing that they have fallen from a high of 14,000 in 2017 to around 6,000 as of last year. This past Wednesday, it was revealed that cash transactions are dying in Australia, with just 13% of purchases now using banknotes or coins. Look at that. Only roughly 13% of Australians are using purchases of with banknotes and coins. Tap and go cards, mobile payments, and direct online transfers make up the rest of all transactions, with the share of cash purchases having halving in just 3 years. So I'm going to go read on down here. Contactless tap and go payments, where a customer used their mobile smartphone, made up a third of transactions, with younger consumers more likely to pay this way. Now, this is very important, again, when you understand that there has to be a society that is groomed and conditioned to accept a buying, selling, and trading system that will be cashless and that will require something going in the right hand or in the forehead. That brings me to my next article. Anybody out there use JP Morgan Chase? Chase Banks, JP Morgan. If you do, how about this article? JP Morgan pilots a palm and face recognition technology in the U.S. JP Morgan is now currently testing out its biometric payment technology in selected retailer stores at the upcoming Formula One Grand Prix in Miami. According to the report, it is again testing out this biometric-based payment system with some of its business customers in the U.S. retail sector to make payments, ready, more convenient and secure. Oh, well, we got to sell this somehow, right? We've got to sell this somehow to, listen, we can sell the convenience factor to the younger generation, and we can sell the secure factor or security factor to the older generation. I'll tell me I'm not right on that one. Come on, I talk to any older person, and they don't like the new technology. They don't like doing all this stuff online because they don't feel like it's safe. And you know what? They are, a lot of it's, they're right. This is being implemented as well as to increase take up of loyalty programs. Oh, let's talk about loyalty programs. See, because listen, if you've got a whole generation out there that's older, that's one, doesn't like this technology. They don't feel secure. They don't feel safe. Or B, they just don't want to learn new things. Come on. Can I get a witness? Anybody? Listen, I'm 46 years of age. I get it. I get aggravated having to learn new things. I get set in my ways. I like routines. I like normal. I like predictability when it comes to most things. Come on, all my folks that are 40 and older said amen. Okay? And then the last thing is, watch this. They understand this. So you've got the older generation don't like it because either one, they don't feel secure. They don't feel safe. They don't want to learn new things. Or watch this. Then you have let's bring this biblically speaking. You've got an entire generation that understands Bible prophecy. Hello, Revelation 13. And they understand that something is coming in the future that's going to require a currency system that will require them to put something in their right hand or in their forehead that looks to and looks and appears that it will eliminate the need of paperless currency. So if you got all these factors running in, it's no wonder that they are more geared around and focused on a generation that is coming up, which would be the younger generation who, watch this, is more tech savvy, that doesn't really have these concerns about security because they were born into this technology. So they've kind of learned to adapt to it and deal with the inconveniences of an account being hacked or something happening like that. They just get it corrected. They get it fixed. They go on. And then here, and ready for this, this is the even more terrifying, is you have a generation rising up and is now coming upon us that has zero understanding, knowledge, or recollection of Bible prophecy, including Revelation 13, a buying and selling system that will require something being put in their right hand or in their forehead. So these institutions know this. The tech giants know this. Smartphone manufacturers know this. So how are they going to sell these products? How are they going to sell these services? You ready? It's called initiatives. It's called incentives. If we can give you enough incentives, you will capitulate. You'll compromise. You will jump on board. You know, I don't feel safe doing that. I don't feel secure doing that. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But listen, they told me if I will jump on board with this palm reading technology, I don't have to have my wallet. I don't have to have my phone anymore. I can just simply use the palm of my hand to make a transaction. I can make a purchase. I can make a deposit. I can make a withdrawal. It's all there because it reads my biometric digital footprint. And when it reads my fingerprint, it knows that it's me. It has identified me. This system has been put in place by Disney. It's now being implemented in bank. Oh, and isn't it interesting that now banks are jumping on board with this when banks are collapsing? Oh, and by the way, you ever heard of Amazon One? Amazon spearheaded this. They started testing this on certain stores across America as well. And you know who the most recent one is Panera Bread. Now Panera Bread is testing this.
Well, you can now pay for your Panera sandwich with the palm of your hand. You've heard that right. The restaurant chain partnering with Amazon to test its palm reading payment technology. See it right there on your screen. Right now, it's only available in two St. Louis locations.
We are very excited, but we are the first restaurant company to partner and launch Amazon One for loyalty identification or payment transactions just using a scan of your palm. So I think this is going to spread pretty quickly.
So look at these major industries. You got the restaurant industry. You've got the entertainment industry. You've got the banking economic industry. You've got all these industries. And then Amazon, the major king of retail industry. All these major sectors and industries all introducing the very technology that, at least in my opinion, appears to be what the Antichrist and the false prophet will use to their advantage when they create this system to control the masses through buying and selling and trading. Come on, do I got anybody that is awake with me today? So on the first 15 to 20 minutes of this, we kind of hung our hat in the Mark of the Beast system. Now I want to shift gears and I want to go over here to the image of the beast. The image of the beast. Now you've heard me say, for you guys that are new, maybe this is your first time joining us, listening, watching, whatever the case would be, I have said over and over again that I believe that artificial intelligence will play a major role in the development and creation and implementation of the image of the beast in Revelation 13 that the Bible says will have the capability to both speak and live. So it's all there, and it's going to be demonically influenced. And by the way, the image of the beast, again, Revelation 13 all points this out, it will be created by individuals, people, humanity, civilization. The false prophet will direct it, but the people will build it. Now, who these people are, we don't know, but I believe time's going to will tell in due time. But I believe we're getting a foretaste of who these individuals might be. For example, check this out. Humans will achieve immortality in 8 years. This was a chilling prediction made by a former Google engineer who has predicted the future with what is said to be an 80% accuracy rate. Ray Kurzweil predicts nanobots will help achieve human immortality. Well, I've got news for Mr. Ray. We are all destined for immortality. See, anybody that's watching, listening today, we will never die spiritually. We will die physically, but our soul and spirit will live on for eternity in either one of two places, either in a place called paradise, which will eventually become heaven on earth, And we will be with Jesus Christ, who will rule and reign for 1,000 years and destroy the Antichrist, the false prophet, and his entire alliance, who will be tossed into the lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. But there will be another group of individuals that will live on for eternity, but they will live in a place called hell, but eventually they will be tossed out of hell, will empty itself at the great white throne judgment, and they will be tossed into this lake of fire, which will burn forever and ever and ever. So what am I saying? I'm telling you, all of us, it's appointed unto man once to die physically, then the judgment, then the second death. This is the second death, which is eternal. You will live in eternity, either in torment or in paradise with God. But nevertheless, this nonsense about us achieving immortality is what all the sci-fi movies have depicted in novels and so on and so forth. That's not going to happen, guys. The Bible makes that clear. But let me just read on, because there's a point behind me getting to this. A former Google engineer has made this stark realization that humans will achieve immortality, what he says, in 8 years. And 86% of his 147 predictions have been correct. Hey, that's more accurate than some so-called prophets on Christian television. Anyway, I better move on from that before I get myself in trouble. Anyway, Mr. Ray Kurzweil spoke with a YouTube channel, Adagio, I don't know how you pronounce that, but discussing the expansion in genetics and nanotechnology and robotics. He went on to believe that these will lead to age-reversing nanobots. These tiny robots will repair damaged cells and tissues that deteriorate as the body ages and make us immune to diseases like cancer. Wow. The predictions that such a feat is achievable by 2030 have been met with excitement and skepticism both, as curing all deadly diseases seems far out of reach. Kurzweil was hired by Google back in 2012 to work on new projects involving machine learning and language processing. Hello, AI. But he was making predictions in technological advances long before. In fact, in 1990, he predicted the world's best chess player would lose to a computer by 2000. And it happened in 1997. So he was literally off by 3 years. Kurzweil made another startling prediction in the year 1999 when he said that by the year 2023, a $1,000 laptop would have a human brain's computing power and storage capacity. Well, guess what? That has also happened. So anyway, so as we go on and we read this article again, he is now saying, again, he is the author who describes himself as a futurist. He has predicted that technological singularity would happen by 2045 with AI passing a valid valid Turing test in 2029. It is a test of machines' ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to or indistinguishable from that of a human being. Now, guys, what I'm telling you here is so terrifying that people like Elon Musk is being warned that if we don't put a stop to this, then terrifying consequences will be met. For example, look at this headline from FaithWire. Doomsday clock ticks. Elon Musk and experts sound the alarm on artificial intelligence. Potentially catastrophic scenario, and suggest that the entire advancement of this needs to be stopped or at least paused. And let me read this. The startling pace at which artificial intelligence technologies are growing is sparking alarm, discontent, and concern among, with some of Silicon Valley's most prominent names rising up to call for a pause before such advances propagate severe societal damage. It goes on to say that SpaceX founder Elon Musk has joined Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak and countless other prominent names to sign an open letter from the Future of Life Institute calling on AI companies, quote, to pause giant AI experiments and create safety protocols. Guys, you know what this reminds me of? This is like CERN. This is what a lot of scientists were warning about CERN and saying that we need to not delve into something like this and try to play God because the consequences of this could be catastrophic. So it's interesting. Now, all of a sudden, people are growing a conscience. Let me read this quote here. Quote, AI systems with human competitive intelligence can pose profound risk to society and humanity, as shown by extensive research and acknowledgement by AI, by top AI labs. The letter goes on to read, quote, contemporary AI systems are now becoming human competitive at general tasks, and we must ask ourselves, should we let machines flood our information channels with propaganda and untruth? Uh-oh. So are they worried about artificial intelligence destroying the very fabric of society and taking over and create a system like Terminator? Or are they more worried about propaganda and lies and false information from spreading? Because that's what it sounds like here. Should we automate away all the jobs, including the fulfilling ones? Should we develop a non-human minds that might eventually outnumber, outsmart, obsolete, and replace us? Should we risk loss of control of our civilization? Now, all this is in light of, or in lieu of, them creating this ChatGPT bot. That is all, this thing has caught on and everybody is jumping on board of this thing. But again, now all of a sudden, some of these guys are growing a conscience and now they fear that the consequence of this could be catastrophic. The letter goes on and urges a 6-month pause on large-scale AI projects and for, quote, safety protocols to be put in place. Now, I don't know what they're going to achieve for a 6-month pause, what they're going to do. That's interesting to me. But this is what they're proposing. For the good of humanity, all the interested parties need to convene a summit now in the U.S. to set perimeters and consult with thinkers across the political and ideological spectrum, including specialty religious leaders, hello, and ethics and people from between the coast. Moore went on to and expounded upon this discussion during an interview with CBN's Faithwire, noting the importance of paying attention when people like Musk, who are on the bleeding edge of technology, publicly encourage such a sweeping slowdown. So again, Elon Musk is now on board of saying, hey, we need to put a pause on this. Now think about this, guys, for a moment. If Elon Musk, of all people, this guy, the guy who created Neuralink, the guy who created Tesla, the guy who created SpaceX, the guy that wanted to put brain chips in human beings, this guy all of a sudden is saying, whoa, this is going too far, guys. We need to put a pause on this. How bad is it? What has this guy seen, heard, and experienced firsthand that it is freaking him out to the point where he's like, you know what? I'm okay with putting a pause on this and putting safety protocols in it. This is incredible. Why is it incredible, Brother Ricky? Because, again, when you get to Revelation 13, and I want to read this. Let me just go ahead and pull this up on the screen for you. Revelation 13. When you get down here to Revelation 13, starting to verse 11, we see the Antichrist rising up, performing great signs and wonders. It talks about the Antichrist. The false prophet will rise up right behind him. And then it says here that, and it's talking about the false prophet, he will tell those on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. So you've heard me talk about this before. The false prophet will instruct those who dwell on the earth. Who are they? I don't know. No doubt in my mind, there will be an elite group of people that has this know-how, that has the information, the capability, and the resources to create this stuff that now these people are freaking out about. They will be the ones that the false prophet will instruct to create this image that, again, will have the ability to both speak and cause as many as would not to worship the image of the beast to be killed. Wow. That, my friends, you want to talk about chilling? That, my friend, is chilling. Because why is this chilling? Because there has been no generation that has been on this earth since this was written that fits all the boxes to see this stuff come to pass than the generation that you and I are living in right now. So what do we do with this information, Brother Ricky? Here's what you do with it. You take podcasts like this. You take the video. You take the podcast, the audio version of this. You send it out to them. You send them the link. You send them to our YouTube channel. Send them to the podcast. Let them hear this and say, listen, it's time to stop playing games. It's time to either get right or get left, because time is running out and this age of the Antichrist is now upon us. The technology is here. The resources are here. The players are at hand. The climate is here. The culture's here. Everything is falling in place for A, the image of the beast, and B, the mark of the beast system. Again, I'm telling you, paper currency is going to be eradicated. There is coming a digital currency. There's coming a system of buying, selling, and trading that will have the convenience. And if you guys are listening to me on podcast, I'm doing the air quotations. It will have the convenience and the quote unquote security that will meet the standards of the younger generation and the older generation and be embraced by all rich, free, bond and slave, old and young. And they will be required either to accept it or be forced to take it. And if they're forced to take it and they don't willingly take it, they will have to give their life for it, according to what John the Revelator saw. So I want to leave you with good news today. Here's the good news. You say, well, what's the good news about that? Here's the good news. Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, he said, you look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Come on, somebody. Do I got somebody excited today? Because he specifically told us not to fret, not to worry, not to be fearful, not to be having anxiety and losing our minds over things. He said, no, you look up, you lift up your heads and know that your redemption is drawing near. Your government's not going to save you. Wall Street's not going to save you. The stock market's not going to save you. Your gold, your silver, your standard, your survival instincts, none of that's going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is Jesus Christ. And here's even more good news today. I don't care where you're at. If you're away from God, you don't know God, you've never had an encounter with God. Listen, the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is that simple. If you're watching today, again, you don't have a relationship with God. You're backslid. You're away from God. My friend, call upon the name that has been given above every name. The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Listen, you can call on Confucius and you'll get no answer. You can call on Buddha, you'll get no answer. You can call on Muhammad, you'll get no answer. You can call on every other little g god that's ever been constructed, created, or imagined, and you will get no answer, because they have eyes that cannot see and ears that cannot hear and a mouth that cannot speak. But I'm telling you, if you call upon the name of Jesus, not only is he alive, but the Bible says he was, which is, and is to come. Come on, somebody. He's the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega. He came as a lowly servant and gave his life as a ransom for many, but he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I want you and your family and your household to be on the winning side of the tracks. So wherever you're at today, whatever condition you're in today, if you're listening to me today and you know that you're not right with God, I want to give you an invitation right now. The Bible says if you will repent of your sins, if you'll confess your sins before before him. He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Listen, friend, just open your arms to him. Open your heart to him and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for my selfish ways. Forgive me for following my own heart. Forgive me for rejecting you and doing my own thing. I ask that you would wash me today in your blood, that you would accept me into your kingdom. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I may be saved. Lord Jesus, you said that whosoever calls upon you shall be saved. I'm calling upon you today with all of my heart and asking you, you'd save me and wash me and redeem me. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Come on, if you prayed that today, I want you to say amen and amen. And if you're right with God, I want you to say amen for those who are back or either back into the fold of the Lord or have accepted him for the first time. Listen, we want to praise God for that, first of all, and we want to encourage you. If you don't have a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, doctrinally sound church, we want you to get plugged into one. Find one in your local region, your area, your city, whatever. If there's no one around, there's no church around, we welcome you to the family here at End Time Headlines. I pray that we'll continue to encourage you, equip you, inform you, and bless you on a week-to-week basis. We welcome to the family of God here, and we say thank the Lord for you. So again, I want everybody just to, you know, just take that time to be thankful for that. If you made that decision today, email us at endtimeheadlines@yahoo.com. You can go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There's going to be a place where you can contact us. Let us know you made that decision. You can message us on Facebook or YouTube or however you want to contact us. You can do that. Again, we want to thank you for jumping on the program tonight. We're going to be signing off here in just a moment. But before we do that, again, don't forget to download our free app that's available on Apple and Android stores. Hit yes to push notifications and you're going to be set to go. If this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you, equipping, revelation, inspiration, all the above, and you would like to become a monthly partner and you'd like to know more about that, you can go to two different ways of doing that. You can if you have the app, go down there where it says donate, you click on that and it's going to take you to a page where you can donate electronically. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that by making it out right there on your screen at End Time Headlines. P.O. Box 1391, that's Monroe, Georgia. That's going to be 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out tonight to be a part of the broadcast. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, and that bell so you can be notified of every new broadcast when it is available. If you're watching by Rumble, don't forget to subscribe to us there as well. Again, if you want to know where you can follow us, it's in the description of this video. If you're watching by Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, or by the main website, just click on the links. We're on all these social media networks, the major ones. You're going to find us there. So we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be back on here for one last podcast on tomorrow, Friday, the last day on March 31st, the last day of March of 2023. And then we will be off for a full week. As I am heading out of town for spring break with my family, we're going to take a whole week off. And then we'll be back right here back in the studio when we get back for more great podcasts. So listen, we'll see you guys on tomorrow night on Friday, the 31st. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.